If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. The Republican-led House will vote on legislation today that would give President Obama congressional approval to delay the health care law's employer mandate. The White House has already threatened to veto the bill, calling it unnecessary since Obama already has the legal power to postpone the mandate. In testimony to lawmakers on the House Ways and Means Committee today, Treasury Department advisor Mark Eyre explained where the administration's authority to unilaterally delay the mandate comes from. He said that the Treasury Department has longstanding administrative authority under Section 7805A of the Internal Revenue Code. Nonetheless, the House will vote on the bill, which is expected to pass. The House will also vote on a measure to delay the law's individual mandate, which is considered to be the heart of the law. The provision is scheduled to take effect next year, but Republicans say it's unfair to force individual Americans to comply with the law while providing temporary relief to big businesses.
Individuals should be treated just like businesses.
House Speaker John Boehner. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Hi there. Welcome aboard. Is Radio Free America on ConservativeNationRadio.org. Duke Brooks here. Thanks very much for being along. This is the Wednesday, July 17th edition of RFA on CNR. Actually, I probably ought to make it clear. You've got to spell that out. It has to be spelled out. When you go to re-reference our website, ConservativeNationRadio.org. CNR.org will not work, but you know how people are with abbreviations. Everything is an abbreviation. Every government program or term is an acronym. Everything is shortened. It is no longer the New York Knickerbockers basketball team. It is the Knicks. I've got some news for you. Well, a couple of pieces. Number one, about the only thing that I have in common with the late Andy Rooney is that I hate basketball, and I still know it is the Knickerbockers, not the Knicks. The Philadelphia 76ers is the name of the basketball team. Most people call it simply the Sixers. The O's are the Baltimore Orioles. Baseball team, okay? The American League won the All-Star game the other day. I'm not a sports guy. But I was at the game on Sunday at Camden Yards. My girlfriend Linda and I went to the Orioles game. And the Toronto Blue Jays were in town, and the Orioles pretty much creamed them. I think the Orioles scored four runs in the first inning. It was very impressive. So anyway, that's the deal. 718-305-7176 is the number. The chat room is open for business. It is a beautiful day in the mid-Atlantic. Very, very hot. It has been oppressively hot for quite a long time. And no, it has nothing whatsoever to do with global warming. Nothing, zero. It is simply, that's just what it's like in the mid-Atlantic in the high summer. We are approaching what are known as the dog days of August. Has nothing whatsoever to do with dogs. Rather has to do with a star named Sirius, S-A-S-I-R-I-U-S, not S-E-R-I-O-U-S, Sirius, which for some reason is known as the dog star. I'm not really sure why, but that's why August is called the dog days of summer. Woo! 718-305-7176. I hope you're having a great evening. If you're listening on a podcast, number one, thank you. Number two, I hope you are having a great day or afternoon or night or whatever. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I am pretty much George Zimmerman out. It has been nothing but George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. The verdict came in on Saturday. There was a verdict watch for a day and a half. The trial got wall-to-wall coverage. I remember when this event took place, I think in February of last year, it's a year and a half since it actually happened, and it got a ton of publicity. And the reason it got the publicity was because Trayvon Martin's family's lawyer, a guy in Florida named Crump, he's a black guy, and he went out of his way to really gin this up with all the media. I've got to be honest with you. I really believe that a person, an American anyway, ought to judge and be judged on no criteria other than the content of their character and not the color of their skin. Look, I'm a conservative Republican. This is what I think. I think that you ought to judge people based strictly on what they do, how they behave, not on the, that guy looks like he's Chinese and therefore I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt, judge people as individuals. And frankly, I believe that that's what George Zimmerman did. I don't think that's what Trayvon Martin did, but I think that that's what George Zimmerman did. Why don't we go to the phones? You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
This is Mark Everly speaking. How are you doing? Hey there.
I'm sorry, sir. Say it. I had the wrong button pushed. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, this is Mark Everly speaking. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I think I can hear you a little bit better now.
Okay. I'm Trayvon Martin now, too, as well. This is ridiculous. And this guy was a terrorist. He did not want it. He did not fly this. Where in the hell is the news media on that one? How come they haven't spoke out about that? That's a good question.
Now, to which person are you referring, sir?
Trayvon Martin.
And you have
Martin
information that Trayvon, he was on the no-fly list?
Yeah, he was on a do-not-fly list. Yes, he was. This was brought up from Pam Brody, put this on a tweet. Also, this was the Homeland Security guy, former Homeland Security, who said that too as well, from under George W. Bush.
Okay, that would have been Michael Chertoff.
Michael
Chertoff, the Chief of Homeland Security. Yeah, Michael Chertoff was the Chief of Homeland Security. And you're saying that Michael Chertoff put out in a Twitter feed that Trayvon Martin had been on the do not fly list?
Yeah, he was on a do not fly list. Yeah, this is from Tom Ridge. Sorry, Tom Ridge. Tom Ridge.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Tom Ridge, he's put this out as well. He mentioned this last year, and nobody did anything about that. There was no mention at all whatsoever. And I also got this from the Attorney General, too, as well. Pam Brody speak up about this last year, too, as well, on a Facebook message. He was on Do Not Fly list. Trayvon Martin was a terrorist. And the news media has not even reported this at all. And I've been saying this for over 2 years now, almost 2 years. Since 2011. This is now 2013, so it's been 2 years.
Okay, did either Ms. Biondi or Mr. Tom Ridge give any indication as to why a 15 or
yeah,
a 16-year-old at that time
had,
would have been on the...
The reason why is because he mentioned the word, he mentioned several times going on the airplane that would... have bomb-making materials on his personnel as well as drugs. I mean, this guy did vandalizing. He was broke into homes. This guy was a criminal. You know, he went to three different homes too as well. Did you see the police report? Trayvon Martin's got a rap sheet, about 45 pages thick, you know, a rap sheet, 45 pages. This is on Sean Hannity. I'm surprised nobody's brought this out. Where in the hell's the news media?
Well,
that's what I'm asking.
Okay, sir. Now, it seems to be widely known, and it seems to have at least been referenced during the trial that Trayvon Martin did have a somewhat checkered or at least slightly troubled criminal past. But the relevance
right.
of that is that George Zimmerman did not know that at the time that he was following Trayvon Martin. He didn't know that. However,
that's right.
I think that, you know, it's clear that Trayvon Martin attacked George Zimmerman, not the other way around. And George Zimmerman was in fear for his life. And when Trayvon Martin realized that Zimmerman had a gun, he went for the gun. And when that happens, the way I look at it, I don't care which side of the so-called racial divide you're on. When that happens,
right.
all bets are off. You know, that's
well,
it. I mean, you've got to defend your own life.
No different than what happened with O.J. Simpson, you know. They're in a trial, too, with a knife. Same thing, remember? And how come the Pitt family of that one, O.J. Simpson's wife, why is the family speaking about that issue now? You know, that should re-enter in the news feed now, and it's not. You see, it should be recycling, right? And they're not doing it. You see how? You see what they're missing? You see what's going on TV right now? They're missing the whole entire perspective of what reality is really like. I mean, the fact is, they had Dr. Phil on yesterday. I actually watched Dr. Phil asking her, Kim Kardashian about Trayvon Martin's tweet. She tweeted Trayvon Martin, and Dr. Phil questioned her about that. Why? And you made a sex tape, and you know how is that related to this question here you're trying to bring up? I mean, you're trying to make it private, but that's all public information. What are you trying to tell me?
Well, I think that Kim Kardashian is the absolute definition of irrelevance, and
yep.
I don't know why anybody would pay any attention to her or what she does. Sir, I've got to move on, but thank you very much for calling, and I
That's
do hope
crazy.
To hear from you again. Sorry about that. I just, you know, we do have kind of a schedule here. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Yes, how you doing today? I want to comment about the what's going on in America, they split up between blacks and white, and I think it's
okay,
a disgrace to our country about the split up, how one group see it this way and the other group see it this way. But can I give you my opinion, how I feel about it? This is my opinion.
Yes, you may.
My opinion is this. I see when I hear people walking around talking about they want to keep their hands on their guns and they passing laws but people can have their guns, so they passing these stand your ground law, because I think they really want a race war in America for the people who got their guns can kill people. Then they can say, oh, I was afraid. That's why I had to shoot so many different people. I really think we're heading to a race war in this country, and the people who going to have their guns, that's why all these laws are being packed of cowards who want to keep their hands on their gun all the time, trying to make laws for when they start killing people in America, because they the only people really can have guns in America. And then when they start killing, they're going to start talking about, well, I felt my life was in danger and I had to kill somebody. Like that kid got killed who was walking home minding his business and got shot because some pervert wanted to be a cop, got up on him. And if he hit that guy in the face, he didn't know who that guy was. It could have been John Gates or Jeffrey Dawson or Helter Skelter. It could have been one of them type of person was chasing him in the dark. So I really believe that people want to race one of America, especially the one who can have guns and can go out there and cam like they do because they're cowards, and they think that's what's going to make them be strong people in America about turning their guns on innocent people who can't have a gun. And then the first thing they're going to be hollering, well, I felt my life was in danger. So that's the new thing that's going on in America with them kind of people who feel that they should have the gun. Because after 20 babies got killed, they didn't want to put their guns up. After John Gason killed 21 white guys, and they still don't want to put their guns up. So it's all about about a race war, and them cowards want to use their guns against innocent black people and Spanish people, and then the first thing gonna come out their mouth, well, I felt my life was in vain, and the law's gonna stand behind it. That's why that kid life going in vain, because a bunch of cowards who's scared, and everything that they got, they never earned, and they had to use their gun. They took America by using their gun. When the enemy was trying to teach them how to plant stuff and make the, for themselves, sooner people went to sleep. First thing they did, they woke up and started slaughtering them like they're going over to a rock, slaughtering people with all. See, this group of people want to keep their hands on their gun because they cowards, and that's my opinion.
Okay, sir. All right, so in other words, you are not completely in favor of the, and you're not in in concurrence with the jury's verdict of not guilty in the Zimmerman trial. Does that kind of sum it up?
Yes, sir, because you heard what the jury said.
Okay.
From the time they got them, they figured dude, they was more involved with what dude was on. They didn't listen to nobody that they first thing they looked at, they said his life was in danger. But, you know, that ain't the first time five white jurors and found this about a black person. They've been doing that since the 60s. If they can burn crosses and shoot black people in their back and get off. So that ain't nothing new in America. This has been going on for years.
Sir, okay, may I ask you one question, sir? A largely black jury acquitted O.J. Simpson.
No, they didn't.
But no white people. Why it rioted? The white people.
Okay, you know why they acquitted?
Because
you know what? They acquitted O.J. Simpson because you know what? White people play in blood. Y'all slaughter people. That's how y'all do. Lacole was a hoe in Hollywood. She was out there messing with everybody. They didn't know who killed Lacole because you white people wanted to say O.J. did it. Same way you white people say South away and justify this fool. You guys been playing in blood since America been here. You've been slaughtering people since day one. You took America over. So don't try to act like O.J. Simpson changed that. People been going to jail for thousands of years behind a bunch of white jurors finding not guilty of people getting killed, okay? So don't try to take this O.J. thing and match it with these five white jurors. It was a conservative state. It was conservative people. They only see one way. They looked it different from them. That's why they found it not guilty. It ain't about no O.J. Simpson. O.J. in jail right now doing a lot of years because on the strength that they had to get. So is this y'all O.J. moment? That's how y'all feel? This y'all O.J. moment? You feel that O.J. got out now? We going to make sure this guy get out so we can feel equal? That's where your mind at?
No, actually it's not, sir. I mean, I believe that people should be judged on no criteria other than
what
their
did that
own
kid
actions.
Do,
and,
what
okay,
did that
the
kid
criteria
do
is... They
what did that kid do just walking home, minding his business, talking to his girlfriend on the phone? What did he do to deserve to be dead today? I understand you conservative got y'all way of seeing that. You say he was attacked. That's what dude said. But you know what? He didn't know that guy. It could have been Hector Scherzer, John, all them serious killers. He didn't know who this guy fought him in the rain, in the dark. That kid was just 17 days after being 16 years old. He should have. See, that's the difference between black and white kids. Black kids ain't going to let nobody put them in the trunk and go. So if he hit that slob in his nose, he should have socked him in the nose because he didn't know who the hell they were. He felt his life was in danger. He fought and he died for standing his ground as a young man by not letting this pervert take him, okay? Because in the day,
no, sir,
that's the difference between blacks and whites. We ain't going to let nobody just cuff us and take us and do things to us. So he died for standing his ground. Because that stand my love, it could work for him, too. Because he felt his life was in danger, too. Because that pervert was fathering him. He wasn't fathering that pervert.
Well, you know, sir, I'm not sure the evidence is completely on your
well,
side.
Well, y'all
however,
always want to bring the evidence up when it's time, when it's come to you guys. It's the evidence. But see, if that was a white kid, got killed by a black person, the evidence wouldn't even made a difference. That's how America is
well,
today.
Sir,
and the conservative
right,
people
I
is destroying America
along,
with y'all views and how y'all are destroying America. Y'all making America a racist country again. You making people around the world looking like you white folks over here losing y'all damn mind. Because you're too hateful.
Okay, sir.
You're too hateful, okay?
Thank you for calling in, sir. Sir, I hope to hear from you again. I do have to move along, but thank you for calling in, and thank you for expressing your opinion here. Now then, I do have to mention a couple of things. I see that Christian is calling in from Copenhagen, Denmark. Christian, in just a moment, reflecting the true international flavor of Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. And speaking of Conservative Nation Radio, I know the guy that set the whole thing up. I do. I know him personally, known him personally now for a while. His name is Michael Smith. His broadcast partner is Bing Fisher. And these guys have been doing Soldiers of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central since way back when. The word dependable is just barely enough to describe the two main men, our two main men, and their really awesome show. Hey, listen, it wouldn't be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? So don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. The Freedom Minute with Senator Ted Cruz and our international call, our weekly international call from Denmark, coming up. So don't go away.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of a dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org.
All right, welcome back. This is Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. That, of course, the mighty Electric Light Orchestra and Summer and Lightning from the 1977 album Out of the Blue. It is truly one of the great achievements in mid-70s pop rock and roll. Duke Brooks is my name. We've got Christian on deck. He's going to be speaking to us from Denmark in a moment or two, but now it is time for the Freedom Minute from Senator Ted Cruz, and the senator always has some interesting comments. Coming back to you right after this.
Hi, I'm Ted Cruz, and this is the Freedom Minute. President Obama stood on the east side of the Brandenburg Gate and proclaimed himself a, quote, citizen of the world, vowing to slash our nuclear weapons capability. The irony is, the president was free to stand on what was the Soviet side of Berlin to discuss what he called global peace with justice because of the very nuclear arsenal he now wants to dismantle. The president claimed that at the end of the Cold War, quote, openness won, tolerance won, and freedom won. But the truth is, the United States of America won. The Berlin Wall fell because President Reagan stood up to the Soviets. Rather than appeasement and peace with justice, we will be far better served by President Reagan's policy of peace through strength. I'm Ted Cruz, and this is the Freedom Minute.
Senator, you got that right. I think Senator Cruz is right. And, you know, all the European socialists and the leftists were wrong about President Reagan. Christian from Denmark, welcome, my friend. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine here in the sunny Copenhagen during the summer here. Yes, thanks for letting me on. I hope to do a better job in speaking English than your last caller did, even if I am from Denmark.
Let me ask you a question, Christian. Let me ask you something while we're on the subject of language. Is technically a Scandinavian language, or is it a Germanic language? I think all the Scandinavian languages are Germanic, aren't they?
It's a long explanation, but the three Scandinavian countries, Norway and my country, Denmark, and Sweden, have each their own language, and but they are very similar. But they each their own language, and it's not like German. But of course, there are some similarities, which there are also with English, and English and German have similarities. So that's a long explanation.
Oh yes, yes. How about with the Netherlands languages? Danish are all similar to Dutch.
No, that's a completely different sack of potato, that one.
Okay. What kind of coverage did the George Zimmerman trial get in Northern Europe, where you live?
I can only speak for the Danish media, of course, but I think it's very similar with the other European media, because the thing you got to realize, and that's why, you know, you often get the impression that Obama is very popular over here, is because all media is only reporting the Democrats' talking points. So it's basically like one cheering network after another for Obama. So whatever he does, whatever is on the progressive side in America is always being favorably mentioned. So that's often how things are covered over here. They never have anything nice to say about the Republicans. Only losing Republicans, right after John McCain was so kindly to lose to Barack Obama, he all of a sudden became almost a hero over here because he stood his stand against the Tea Party movement, for instance.
The Tea Party is the good guys in our country.
They love Republicans as long as they lose, basically.
The Tea Party are the good guys in this country, and how are they being portrayed in Denmark? As the bad guys?
Yeah, in Denmark they're being portrayed as being hicks, as being racist, as being vigilantes, as being gun crazy, as being too hooked up on the Bible and all that. All that basically is in crap that you also have to deal with over there.
Well, as if reading and knowing the Bible is somehow bad, is that the way the media in Denmark...
Basically, the mindset...
They think that knowing the Bible is a bad thing?
Yes,
is a bad thing. It's unbelievable.
Yes, they believe that Christianity is bad. That Christianity is the bad thing. But they're always giving the Islamic faith a pass because they don't want to sound racist. But the so-called elite that almost promotes that, they don't want to live next to the Muslims. So they move into these gated communities where there are hardly any Muslims or any blacks.
Yes, but right, that's the... that's not
point,
the iron gate, that's the ironic gate. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, Christian, we're up against a hard break now. Okay, but I've got to take a hard break right now, and if you want to get back up with me next Wednesday, I would look forward to having you on the air then, and perhaps we'll have a little more time, all right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Christian. All right, I hate to do that to Christian because he is a good guy. I have a couple of other callers in line right now. We are going to have to take care of a little bit of business right now, and then I will be getting to those callers. Those of us here at conservativenationradio.org are very pleased and very proud to have on our air one of the most effective identity security and credit monitoring services that there is out there, and that, as you know, is LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. 24/7, 365, there is really nothing that even comes close to LifeLock. And now, conservativenationradio.org is proud to announce that when you join LifeLock, you get the first 30 days free and 10% off the regular price from then on, only through conservativenationradio.org. So to protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. The network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationradio.org, and click on the LifeLock banner. You will surely be very glad that you did. More of your calls are coming up, so don't go away.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
The opinions, views, and ideas expressed by the hosts, guests, and callers on conservativenationradio.org are exclusively their own and are not necessarily the opinions, views, and ideas of the owners, advertisers, management, or staff of conservativenationradio.org. Thank you for listening to conservativenationradio.org, real conservatism for real conservatives.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari. You're listening to Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org.
Welcome back to Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. Duke Brooks here. Our number is 718-305-7176. I've just been informed by the most reliable source that there is that conservativenationradio.org is now mobile optimized, which I'm presuming means that you'll be able to hear us and view our website, join our chat room, and all that kind of stuff on your mobile phone. I'm not as mobile phone unsavvy today as I was 48 hours ago. Something has changed in my life, and I now have one of these fancy mobile phones with a screen and 4,952 applications and pop-up see-through this and that and the other thing, maximum multiple megahertz, MIPS, memory, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't think that it was intended that human beings would have to work this hard just to make a phone call. We've got one person in line. I want to get to this caller. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing? I'm sorry,
you're live.
I apologize
on the air,
the way
What's
I was talking earlier.
Well, sir, that's quite all right. We're all here so that you can express your opinion. And you are welcome to call at any time and voice your opinion on things. That's what the First Amendment is all about. That's what Internet radio is all about. And even though I might not agree with everything that you say or think, I'm here to make sure that you have the opportunity to say what you want to say.
Well, I apologize because I was kind of, you know, my view, how I see it, that I figured this guy got off for murdering a kid without a gun. And when I hear a lot of conservatives speak the way they speak concerning this kid, and they put him on trial because they're trying to justify, you know, and then I heard they said 90% African American killing blacks, that's true. Yes, we are. But 100% white men's killing white people, too. So that's the problem. Blacks killing blacks and whites killing whites. So we can't act like this ain't a problem in both communities. Because we got a bunch of white folks going through here spraying like these school shooters, the man who killed all the people at the movie show. So we can't act like killing ain't going on in their community also. Because we got a lot of white-on-white crime towards each other, too, just like the black-on-black crime. So majority of the time... When a white person get killed, it'd be by another white person. So tell
okay,
your boy
well,
that 91%.
Sir, you're probably right about that, and I will be happy to discuss it with you again at length next Wednesday on Radio Free America. But I do want to give somebody else the opportunity to be on the air with us. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this? You are on the air, sir.
Hello?
Or ma'am? Yes, you're on the air.
Just a couple of things. I followed the O.J. Simpson trial and the Zimmerman trial quite extensively. And
okay, sir, your best bet is to turn your internet and your computer down in the background, or apparently you're using Skype?
Yes.
Are you using Skype? All right, just put on your Skype headset and turn everything else down because you're being kicked in by the delay.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure out. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm trying to shut everything down.
Why don't you give us a call back on your regular telephone and not use Skype. And when you call back on your regular telephone, I think that was Randy. When you call back on your regular telephone, turn your computer down because there is a built-in internet delay. And that's the reason why people get that kind of delay for, you know, several seconds before they begin speaking because they're hearing things a couple of seconds behind the times. Kind of like liberals, except liberals are hearing things many, many decades in different universes behind the times. That's one of the difficulties with those folks. Incidentally, I am coming to you tonight from the studios of Delaware Right in Dover, which is the capital of the first state. And, you know, I've got to be honest with you, if you're going to do internet broadcasting, this is the way to do internet broadcasting. I absolutely guarantee it. This is the best way to do it. They've got a wonderful setup here. Tremendous lunch, wonderful Chinese food. You know, I don't know about you, but I love Chinese food. And I had some before going on the air tonight. Now, I love fortune cookies. And here's the fortune that was in my fortune. It says, the book should be a ball of light in one's hand. I'm not really sure I understand that. I don't think that I understand that at all. But, you know, hey, it's a fortune cookie. By the way, I see now that Randy Travis is recovering. Many people were worried about him a week or so ago because he had a very serious heart problem, and then he went into he had a stroke and that sort of thing, and now they say that he's recovering. That's obviously very good news. Just about 19 minutes now before the top of the hour, this is Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. And I'm advised that we are now mobile optimized, and I have that from the most reliable source that there could possibly be. I don't want to name any names, but her initials are Teresa Brusky, who is our operations manager here at conservativenationradio.org. We've got a very interesting new management structure here, and we have some goals, and we have some agenda-driven ideas behind us, and we are now focused, and we are ready to break into the big. We want a seat at the table. It's that simple, and I think that people will find our influence to be expanding, our profile to be rising, and those of you who are long-term listeners to conservativenationradio.org, make sure you spread the word to your friends, because frankly, we are growing, and we are glad that we are growing, and that is what we intend to do. We're just going to keep on doing it, and I'm very, very happy to be a part of this operation. It is now 18 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, I want to remind you, I mentioned I'm coming to you from Dover, and that is the capital of Delaware. Delaware is the first state in the union. And there are two of us on conservativenationradio.org who come from Delaware. And actually, I wouldn't be here if it were not for my buddy, Christopher Manti, who is on the air with us every Friday night right here on conservativenationradio.org. And he is the host of the Christopher Manti Show. What a coincidence, huh? Which now comes to you at its new time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central. So check him out for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C., some insight on the New Testament and a little heavy metal rock and roll thrown in for good measure from time to time. The Christopher Manti Show, which we could have readily just called it the eponymous show, Fridays at 5 Eastern, 4 Central on conservativenationradio.org, real conservatism for real conservatives. Let's go back to the phones. Christian, is that you? Are you calling back?
Yes. I had a good point made about the Zimmerman verdict.
Okay, well, I can give you about a minute and a half if you want to go ahead and expound.
Yes, and the only thing I want to say is that you often hear the black community in America saying that they don't want the blacks in America to be viewed as being black, but being just the individual. And then my answer to that, I think, should be that then they should stop behaving like a group and just as individuals, you know, like giving up their black caucus in Congress, a group of congressmen where only blacks can enter, stop having the black music awards that are only for blacks, and stop standing up like a group, just accepting that they are Americans, and leave it at that. And the day that they stop that, that is the day that they can, I think, can stand up and say, we want to be viewed as just as Americans, because they don't want to have their cake and they want to eat it too. They want to, when it suits them, then they want to be just as individuals. And when it's not, when it suits them to be just being blacks, then they do that. And you got to decide. And I think that the media and basically white America should start saying that to them, answering back. Because you got your hands here on the Zimmerman trial. The blacks are trying to pervert the ways of justice.
Well, I agree with you that people should be treated as individuals and given the benefit of the doubt first. But if at the end of the day, if a person wants to be treated the way everyone else is treated, that person should behave and act the way everyone else behaves and acts, because people are going to judge other people primarily on their actions within the general tendency of human beings to kind of generalize about each other. Christian, thank you for calling in and expressing that. I do hope to hear from you next week live from Denmark. Have a great night, my buddy.
Same to you.
See you soon, pal. All righty. It is about 14 minutes now before the top of the hour. Going to take a quick break. Radio Free America and more of your calls coming back, so stay right where you are.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Annie Lennox of Eurythmics, or RAD. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive if someone else has been drinking. Thank you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change? You're listening to Duke Brooks on ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Radio Free America on ConservativeNationRadio.org. Duke Brooks here. Welcome back. About 11 minutes now before the end of hour number one of Radio Free America, the Wednesday, July 17th, 2013 edition, coming to you live from the studios of Delaware Right, digital heaven, as it were, in Dover, Delaware, just a stone's throw away from the capital of the first state. Actually, that would be one heck of a throw. I think we're about 2 miles or so away from Legislative Mall. In fact, during the next hour, my friend Steve Grossman will be joining me on the air here, and Steve knows all about it, and this is actually his place. But if you like me, you're going to like him. 718-305-7176 is the number. We have been talking about the George Zimmerman trial. And every time in this country there is a high-profile case of interracial crime, regardless of what it is, there are all kinds of problems. There are the so-called African-American community leaders who are seeking a high profile. Listen, I cannot call Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton civil rights leaders. That is not what they are all about. These guys are about enriching themselves, gaining and maintaining a high profile, having access to the media. That is what they're all about. They want to be famous. They want to be wealthy. And I know for a fact that Jesse Jackson is a multimillionaire. And look, I'll be honest with you. He got there by extorting things from people. I mean, look, here's the deal. And if you don't agree with me, go ahead and call and let me know. 718-305-7176. If you go up to somebody and you say to that person, "You're going to do what I want you to do, or I'm going to cause bad and harmful things to happen to you," what is that? That's extortion. Could be called blackmail. That's extortion. It's a crime. Now, that having been said, I'll be honest. The government comes up to you and says, "You do what we tell you to do, or we're going to make bad things happen to you." Just because government is doing it doesn't mean it is not extortion. It is extortion. It's legalized extortion. And I think to a large extent, Jesse Jackson was, and still is apparently, engaging in legalized extortion. He'll come up to a company and say, "If you don't hire X number of black people, I'm going to tell everybody you're a racist, and the media is going to show up and they're going to be on your front lawn and they're going to start calling you a racist. And that's why you have to do what I tell you to do." That's extortion. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Hello?
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 You're on the air, sir. Who is this?
Oh. I don't know if I got rid of the delay or not.
Is this Randy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Randy, are you speaking on a Skype microphone but listening on your computer?
Yes.
Okay. Turn the computer volume down and listen on your Skype headset at the same time you speak in your Skype microphone. That's the only way I'm going to be able to converse with you. Turn the computer down. It's like when you call into a radio talk show, you turn the radio down and you carry on the entire conversation on the telephone. Much better.
Okay.
All right. Now, what is your comment, sir?
Well, a couple points. I extensively watched the O.J. Simpson and the Zimmerman trial. And I agree with both verdicts, which probably puts me in a minority on the Simpson trial. But I don't feel the defense proved their case in either instance. After the Zimmerman trial verdict was announced, they started mentioning this Emmett Till and a couple other names. And I wasn't familiar with them. So I did a Google search.
I'm familiar with them. I am familiar with him. I know who Emmett Till was.
Okay. Well, Monday, the New York Daily News put out on their front page a gray hoodie with a list of eight names, one of which was Emmett Till, one of which was Trayvon Martin. Well, I went through all those names, and I Googled all those names and found, you know, researched or looked at the cases.
Well, one did it include names like Goodman and Schwerner and Cheney? Were those names that were included?
Cheney was listed, but and he was part of the Mississippi
That's
Burning
because
movies?
He would. Well, he that was a fake movie, but the Goodman, Schwerner, and Cheney were three of the Freedom Riders. Who were, I mean, there's no question, they were killed by members of the Neshoba County, Mississippi Sheriff's Department, who at least two of those sheriff's deputies were also members of the Ku Klux. I mean, there's no question about it. There's absolutely,
right,
but
exactly.
Goodman and Schwerner were white, and Cheney was black. So this was a list of black people that, you know, I guess in the judgment of that newspaper, had been murdered in cold blood for absolutely no reason other than the fact that they were black. Is that basically where the paper was going?
Well, that's the narrative they want to give you. My point is, with James Cheney in particular, they failed to mention the fact that there were three people killed, two of which were white.
That's typical.
You know, and that's typical. The other one, I worked in southeast Texas back in the early 90s, about 20 miles out of Jasper, Texas. And in 1998, they had that murder of James Byrd Jr., who's another one listed. Where
I remember that.
Three white guys grabbed this black guy, chained me to the back of a pickup truck, and drug him 3.5 miles down a dirt road to his death.
I remember that very clearly.
I do too. And to me, I was absolutely appalled at that. And what I don't understand is, I don't understand the point of the Daily News to begin with, for a couple of things we mentioned. But with James Byrd, those three people were arrested. Two of them were given the death penalty. The other one was given life in prison. One was just executed in 2011. The other one's still in the appeal process. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I think all three of them should have gotten the same sentence they gave James Byrd Jr. They should have all been chained to a back of truck and dug down the road to their death. That's my feeling.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. Absolutely. You know, I mean, you cannot just go around killing people just because you might think it's funny or you think that this is good. Yeah, I mean, now, the fact of the matter is, Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, not in that category.
Exactly.
A completely different set of circumstances.
The
only
totally
racism
agree.
That was shown in that trial was coming from Trayvon Martin and his girlfriend. That's the only racism that existed there.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, I don't, like I say, the whole thing to me, the media, number one, created this thing. NBC News totally misedited that 911 call that started the whole thing.
Well, that took place after the public profile became almost irresistible in the sort of herd mentality of the media. But yes, that's exactly what they did. And George Zimmerman is suing NBC. And I heard some talking heads today saying that they think NBC is going to have to settle. And they're going to lose this, and they should. They should.
Absolutely. I mean, well, the other point I wanted to make on the James Byrd thing, George Bush happened to be the governor at the time of that trial. And the same media was all over George Bush for supporting the death penalty. I don't understand what their version of justice is.
They don't have one. They don't have version of justice, and Randy, I've only got about 40 seconds, and then I'm going to have to go, but their version of justice is that whoever we think is right is who ought to get is who ought to come out on top, and it is completely situational. It is just situational ethics. That is all that it is, and there is absolutely no rhyme or reason or logic or rationale or anything else associated with it. And I think everybody understands that by this point. Thank you, Randy. This is Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. Duke Brooks here. Just about the top of the hour. Your call's coming up. Don't go away.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. The war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. Good evening to you. Good afternoon if you're listening on a podcast. Good morning. Good whatever. This is the Wednesday, July 17th. That would be day 4, PZ post Zimmerman, PZA post Zimmerman acquittal. I don't know. You know, I don't think it's all that perplexing. I will say that there is a woman in Florida, a black woman, who fired a pistol shot into the air to discourage someone from approaching her. She had based on the little bit that I've seen about it, had a reasonable way, reasonable cause to believe that her life was in danger, and she fired a pistol into the air, and they gave her 20 years for it. That's wrong. That is just wrong. And I would hope that the authorities in Florida, maybe Governor Rick Scott, would take a look at that and come to the conclusion that there is something just very, very wrong with the idea of putting somebody in prison for 20 years when no one else was hurt and when she had obviously no intention of hurting anybody. I mean, that much is absolutely clear. So, there is no question. There are some very serious disparities between the way black people are treated in the criminal justice system and the way white people are treated. There are very serious disparities between the way black people are treated in the media and the way white people are treated in the media. I mean, it's that simple. The media has had in this country has had a very, very serious soft spot for black people for at least the last three quarters of a century. Trust me, I know all about it. Anyway, 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. Couple of good things coming up in this hour. In not much more than 10 minutes, of course, we're going to be getting to this week, this day in the history of the Civil War. The Civil War was 150 years. 150 years ago, the Battle of Gettysburg had concluded about 10 or 12 days earlier. The charge on Fort Wagner on Morris Island outside Charleston Harbor in South Carolina, as depicted in the Edward Zwick movie Glory with Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick. Really a great movie. Morgan Freeman, absolutely fabulous movie. No question about it. Wonderful movie. However, in that film, they had the Northern forces attacking the fort from the north and heading south. And in reality, it was the other way around. It was kind of like Gettysburg. The north came in from the south in that particular action. But anyway, we'll be checking on Civil War history in a short while. We have Common Sense with Kevin Wade coming up at about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, which is about, half an hour, 34 minutes or so from now. So stick around. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. We have been talking a little bit about the Zimmerman trial. Now, let me bring up something here. This is, you know, the internet is really great for getting news and tons of it right away. This is from Breitbart by way of Drudge on Tuesday evening. That would be yesterday evening. Robert Zimmerman, the brother of George Zimmerman, responded to reports that Eric Holder's Department of Justice had solicited the public for information about George that could help a federal civil rights prosecution. The DOJ has even set up an email account for purposes of getting tips on George Zimmerman so that they can prosecute him. It is really unbelievable. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, Robert labeled the effort a witch hunt, asking how many other individuals has the DOJ witch hunted in this way. I think that the state of Florida, when they embarked on their malicious prosecution of George, would have liked nothing more than for the FBI to uncover any sign of racism that could be attributed to George. The FBI interviewed 36 people who were close to George for any indication that George was a racist or had racist tendencies. What their investigation revealed thus far is that quite the opposite is true. Agreed. You know, the fact of the matter is the federal government now is basically functioning in a, if you are a minority, we're going to help you get even mode. I mean, that's what they're all about. You know, they are simply going to, they're going to get even with all white people. It is, you know, I've got to be honest with you, that earlier caller that said that there was a race war coming. Well, I don't know. You know, maybe there is a race war coming. You know, I can tell you definitely that white people are not going to riot if the verdict does not. I mean, when OJ was acquitted, the white people did not riot. And, you know, when that woman in that white woman in Arizona, Jody Arias, when she was convicted, the white people didn't riot. That one in Florida that ostensibly killed her her baby and then went out partying for several days. You know, the one with the trunk of the car that smelled like a, you know, when she was acquitted, the white people didn't riot. I mean, it is just, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand why when there is a high profile trial and it does not turn out the way the so-called civil rights leaders want it to turn out, black people riot. And this time it was black people rioting in Oakland, California. It's literally on the opposite side of the country. Now we've had a couple of apparently documented cases where black people have attacked white people and said, well, this is justice for Trayvon. One guy got the daylights, but a couple of white guys, a Hispanic guy, got the daylights beat out of him. I don't get it. You know, this does not help relations in this country. I mean, if it were up to me, of course, there would these issues would not exist because people would be judging each other as individuals and not as members of groups. That's what I, you know, that's the way I would like things to be. One can, you know, speculate that there are certain people in minorities who do not want things to be that way, because those people will then have, they won't have anything to get upset about. They won't have any more influence. They won't have media access. You know, they keep calling America a racist country. Oh, this is a racist, bigoted country. You're all a bunch of prejudicial, homophobic, xenophobic. All you white people are cross-burning, sheet-wearing, you know, all this kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is, if for some reason all that were to stop and go away, which it's not going, you know, I mean, those people would be out of business. Al Sharpton would be out of business. Jesse Jackson would be out of business. They need that to happen. You know, they need to be able to have essentially a boogeyman that they can point to and say, you know, any failures in our community are because of white man this, cracker that, whitey this, and that sort of thing. The man is oppressing our people and all that. And, you know, I've got to be honest with you, there are an awful lot of people that are just fed up with that. I mean, people that otherwise are very, very politically liberal. And it is just, you know, it's just getting absolutely ridiculous at this point. I wanted to mention, you know, we do have, and I hope that you listen to conservativenationradio.org regularly. As a matter of fact, I would like it if you would listen to us 4 or 5 nights a week and download podcasts the other days. We expect to have a new show coming up, not this Thursday, not the one after, but on Thursday, August 1st. And I'll have some more information about that for you this time next week. But in the meantime, we are very proud to have our new show, which is Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. It's now on our lineup on Mondays. Now, even if you're not from the Volunteer State, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and some of the most informed guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. It is brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. It is about 14 after the hour. Duke Brooks here. This is Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. The number is 718-305-7176. Thank you very much for being along this wonderful Wednesday evening. I can't believe how quickly the time is passing. Can't believe what the U.S. government is getting involved in and what people are, you know, as I mentioned, the so-called civil rights leaders like Jesse Jackson. This is coming from the Chicago Sun-Times, which is one of the oldest and most well-known newspapers in the United States. It says, if Trayvon Martin were not a young black male, he would be alive today. Okay. And this is by Jesse Jackson. Despite the verdict, it's clear that Zimmerman would never have confronted a young white man wearing a hoodie. He would, at the very least, have listened to the cops and stayed back. Trayvon Martin is dead because Zimmerman believed that these guys always get away and chose not to wait for the police. Well, how would Jesse Jackson know that? Obviously, he does not know that. So apparently, he is now calling for the United Nations to investigate the U.S. As if the United Nations is anything at all, which it is not. Good grief. The U.N. is probably the biggest source of trouble that there is in, they are really a very serious problem. Anyway, this is Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. And we're going to take a brief break. When I come back, I'm going to be joined by Steve Grossman of DelawareRight.com, purveyor of that website and also of Chinese food. So you stay right where you are.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
ConservativeNationRadio.org. This is Radio Free America. Welcome back to the Wednesday, July 17th edition of Radio Free America. Duke Brooks here. 718-305-7176 is the number, and you know what that music means, the Ashokan Farewell, which was the theme to the excellent Ken Burns series on PBS back in, I think, 1989 or 1990, called The Civil War. And this is from the Day-by-Day Civil War Almanac diary by E.B. Long and Barbara Long. July 17th was a Friday in 1863, 150 years ago. It was a day of lesser engagements, including a cavalry fight at Wyethville, Virginia, in the Southwest, skirmishes near North Mountain Station, West Virginia, and at Snickers Gap, Virginia, skirmishing on Stones River, Tennessee, and at Bear Creek near Canton, Mississippi, at Elk Creek near Honey Springs in Indian Territory, Union General James G. Blunt attacked Brigadier General Douglas H. Cooper's command. In this largest engagement in the territory, the Confederates were forced to retire for lack of ammunition. Included in the combatants were Federal Negro soldiers opposed to Confederate Indians. Federals operated for 4 days from the New Bern to Swift Creek Village, North Carolina. In Ohio, Morgan ran into more resistance and faced serious trouble as his raiders fought near Hamden and Berlin. By this point in 1863, the Confederacy had been turned back at Gettysburg. They had lost Vicksburg, which meant that they basically had lost control of the Mississippi River. And at this point, I think basically the Confederates were beaten, but nobody knew it yet. There was really almost nothing that they could have done to come back from the position that they were in. Their army was in very serious trouble. I mean, it was still a very formidable fighting force. Robert, you can say what you want about the aims of the Confederate States Army, but they do remain one of the greatest armies of all time. Now then, let me welcome my guest, Mr. Steve Grossman. Steve, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good tonight, Duke. How are you?
I'm just fine, and I'm always doing well when I can bring Radio Free America to conservativenationradio.org from the studios of Delaware right up here in Dover. You have done a great job in putting together this studio. It's beautiful, and thanks for letting me use it, and thanks for the Chinese, too.
No problem. I appreciate you coming up here and helping us work some of the bugs out and help us with some of the production stuff. It's a win-win for both of us.
Very fine. Now, tell us all a little bit about Delaware Right.
Well, Delaware Right is an offshoot of last year's gubernatorial campaign. Jeff Craig, who is my boss slash partner bash slash buddy, we spent a lot of time through the campaign talking about messaging and how do we, as Republicans, message what we believe is a good message to help save America from the problems of the progressives. And we figured out that we do a great job talking to conservatives, but we do a horrible job when we get outside of our realm, and we don't necessarily work our way out there. So we decided that we wanted to have a conversation, and the conversation was going to be amongst anybody and everybody. The blog that we have has had some controversial issues. We've written some stuff and learned the hard way that I'm not responsible for what I write or what our bloggers write. I'm responsible for what you read. So we kind of fall back on the
mission.
Well,
that's
the
mission. Philosophical thing, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it is, but we fall back on the simple fact that we are going to be able to agree to disagree without being disagreeable. You know, you and I have had conversations. We've argued with progressives and friends within the community where we don't agree on the issue.
Right.
But we don't end the conversation with name-calling or hatred.
That's exactly
or whatever.
Right, yes.
You have a good idea, and you bring it to us, and we include two or three other people, and we have a discussion of the ideas. It becomes a better idea. It's not that it's the Democratic senator or representative introduced the legislation, so it's bad legislation. Is it good for the people of Delaware? So what we decided is in our effort of Delaware Right, moving Delaware forward, it was to have a conversation. It's very difficult when you're in the super minority like the Republicans are. No governor, no House, no Senate,
one statewide office.
We are insignificant, but that doesn't mean we can't be the loyal opposition and we can't move topics forward. We were successful in the gubernatorial race of changing some public policy just by making the arguments of what we do. I was talking to Chris Weeks, who ran against Pete Schwarzkopf after his first election, now the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Pete Schwarzkopf was really big on a casino in Millsboro or in Milton or somewhere in Sussex County. Okay. Chris runs against him. I haven't heard Speaker Schwarzkopf mention about a casino in Sussex County since. So even if you lose the election, but you control the debate, you
still have some influence.
You have influence.
Yeah.
So running the race and winning or losing doesn't mean that you weren't successful in some areas.
In something.
Right.
But, even though Schwarzkopf is the Speaker of the House of Delaware, he is a Democrat, and for that reason, I don't want him there.
And needs to be replaced.
Yes,
and we
exactly.
should put our efforts to replacing him.
Exactly.
And replacing every Democrat before we start looking at going after our Republicans that might not be conservative enough or,
I agree with that 100%. Absolutely.
So it's about having the conversation, discussing the issues that are local, that have national overtones to them, that affect Delawareans from – from Hokeson and Claymont all the way down to Del Mar and Fenwick Island.
Now, once we get Delaware under control, what do you think is the next thing that – I mean, what do you think is going to happen in 2014, the midterm elections?
Well,
with the Senate and the House, the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, what do you think is going to happen?
Obviously, you have a what's going to become a lame duck president, and the party that is not in the White House usually does well in midterm elections. The problem is candidates. In Delaware, we have to create an environment that would get somebody like a Duke Brooks to stand up and go, "I want to run for office."
I haven't lived here long enough to do that, but that's all right.
You're the exception. But how do we find decent candidates to be able to run for these offices, to be competitive, to sell our brand of policy that we believe is the correct mm-hmm. way of moving forward and creating jobs and bettering the economy and making the living environments safer and more attractive for people to move into Delaware to boost our economy?
Yeah.
So how do you go about doing that? You don't go about doing that being the super minority and not being the loyal opposition or not trying to fight the good fight or try to control that agenda as best as we can through, you put amendments on legislation, you stand up and you argue against it instead of just quietly sitting there and just voting for it because there's a deal down the road or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So how do you engage the elected officials to stand up and be counted? Because it's very difficult for them. I don't fault them a whole lot because they've got to get their legislation through or their projects through their districts or their constituent work done. So obviously there's always wheeling and dealing. What I've come to realize in the last couple of years is I don't blame the 62 elected officials in Dover. I don't blame the 435 folks in D.C. for why our country and local communities are screwed up. I blame the 95% of the people who don't get off their butts to do anything about it.
I would agree with you, except for this. Once they get there, once they get to Dover, once they get to Washington, they are under no obligation whatsoever to fulfill a campaign promise or to vote the way they said they were going to vote or to even vote the way their constituency tells them to vote
because they can do anything they want. Because we as constituents don't hold their feet to the fire and don't remove them 2 years later for not doing their job because the voter turnout is so horrible.
I understand.
To get elected to the school board in the state of Delaware, it's 200, 300 votes.
Yeah, that's right.
Out of 20,000, 25,000.
Yeah, nobody cares.
How do we engage the public? The public needs to be engaged. It's the public that needs to get up and rise and organize and find candidates that are community leaders to take these people away.
What we have seen in history is that a population will basically – they'll accept literally any abuse that government piles upon them. The people will accept anything. Mao killed 60 million of his own people. They didn't do anything about it.
Well, wait a minute. Look at New York City. You've got Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer running for mayor and what's it, controller, treasurer, whatever.
It's unbelievable.
And they're both going to win probably.
It is just unbelievable. People often say to me, look, don't worry about those guys. Don't worry about people like Mao and Hitler. Karma will get them. Really? Joe Stalin died peacefully in his sleep without a worry in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me about karma. How about Pol Pot? They caught up with him, but he died peacefully in his sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really pay any penalty. Yeah, he lost freedom during the last year and a half, but big deal. He got to kill 9 million of his own people so he could lead, Cambodia to true Marxism. He got to do that. The people that do this stuff really, as G.K. Chesterton once said, it is troubling when you contemplate just how few politicians have been hanged. Almost none of them.
Last one I saw was Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, that is exactly right. That's exactly right. And the only reason that happened is because we went in there and we got him. The Iraqi people wouldn't have done anything about that. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Steve Grossman and I will be back in just two or three shakes of a lamb's tail. It's about the bottom of the second hour here on Radio Free America. Now, I have always worked under the presumption that if you are listening to conservativenationradio.org, you are a conservative. That means you love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case this leftist government of ours drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Think about that for a moment. Now, since that's the case, you're going to want a Supply Depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution, real conservatism for real conservatives. We're going to take a quick break. Steve Grossman and I will be back. We'll have some common sense from Kevin Wade. More of your calls coming up. Stay right where you are.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzz driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
You're listening to Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org.
Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. Duke Brooks here. 718-305-7176 is the number. This is, we're now in the fourth quarter of the Wednesday, July 17th edition of Radio Free America. I am joined by my very good friend, Steve Grossman of DelawareRight.com. Even if you do not live in the first state, that is a website that you should check out. It is called DelawareRight.com. We may be linking with that at some point on conservativenationradio.org. Steve, you and I were fighting a pitch battle in here during the break, throwing knives and hammers and everything at each other. It's a real mess.
As long as we clean up the mess before the boss gets back.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
You know, you had left it that you believe that it is the people who do not pay close enough attention, that don't vote, really don't care what their representatives do, that are the real problem. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think you're right about that. But no matter what happens, a legislator can get with his friends and they can cause tremendous problems, even if they know that they're going to be thrown out. 6 or 8 months later, they can. I mean, one of the things I think has to happen is we've got to have something, some kind of term limits. Now, there's a couple of different ways of thinking about this. I see you.
We're going to agree to disagree without being disagreeable.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, maybe the fondness for term limits that many people of Tea Party and 912 and, you know, that sort of political philosophy have just reflects the fact that most people simply don't pay enough attention to the way their elected representatives lead. And for that reason, something has to happen to keep those people in check, because the electorate itself certainly isn't doing the job.
Correct. And term limits, I mean, I understand the argument for not having career politicians and people who spend 30 years at the legislature.
Yeah.
But term limits are you and me going to the poll every 2 years to remove the bad people and replace them with better people. Problem that we find is the lack of candidates. So we only get to choose from the people who stand up and say, I want to run.
Earlier today, the idea of political parties, when you and I were having lunch at that great place, still the best meatball sub I think I've had ever.
Okay.
I love that place. We were discussing the idea essentially of vetting candidates.
Yes.
Now, you know, if the Republicans were to run a couple of successive candidates who had almost nothing in their backgrounds that upon which the liberal media could seize and could say, this person's a drunk, this person's a racist, this person had bad grades in school, this person had so many speeding tickets, you know, eventually it would get to the point that being one day late on returning an overdue library book, that would be a disqualifying factor. I mean, do we really want to live in a society where the leaders are people who have never, ever, ever made a mistake or committed the smallest infraction of any rule in their lives?
Well, the problem with vetting candidates is the committee that you choose to vet the candidates will have different criteria. You're right. What is the line that you draw? Is it a felony, or is it the day late on the library book, or a speeding ticket, or, you know, you got in trouble, you got into a fight in the neighborhood, or, you know, I ask candidates that I work with all the time, you know, what's the worst thing I'm going to hear during the campaign so we can defend it or be prepared for it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'll get stories ranging from, you know, I was the president of my homeowners association and I got sued by the homeowners association and I won because I was right. Well, that's not a bad thing. You know, you stood up, you represented your homeowners didn't like it, but you were deemed to be in the positive side of the outcome.
Yeah, if the media doesn't like the candidate.
Well, if the media doesn't like the candidate, the media's going to do everything they can to do it.
That's
which
right.
Which is why we don't get candidates.
If they can't find something wrong with the candidate, they'll simply pretend
he
isn't there.
Or they ignore. In Delaware, the
Kevin Wade got ignored.
Well,
we're going to hear from Kevin in a minute.
Right. Yeah. And the best thing about the Kevin Wade campaign that I enjoyed was the day after Election Day, the headline in the local Delaware State News was Tom Carper, you know, beats back challenged by Alex Pyres, who got 3% of the vote.
Where Kevin got 28.
Exactly. So they didn't even mention the guy that got 28%
of
the vote, who represented the second major party in the state of Delaware,
mm-hmm.
to the unaffiliated crazy guy who went out there and ran for office. You know, so it's how do you get the media to work with you, or how do you use social media and other ways to get a message out when the media won't cover you? Because that's the problem, is the media doesn't cover you.
Yeah.
And again, it's a problem that the Republican Party has in recruiting candidates. What toolbox does the Republican Party have to assist a candidate, whether it's fundraising, whether it's media, whether it's coordination, you know, and that's nationally it's a problem, and it's a problem for Democrats across the country too. You know, there's states that don't elect Democrats. There's counties, Sussex County, Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
that's correct.
So the Democrats have their problems in small pockets too.
Mm-hmm.
But
the operative word is small.
Well,
because generally speaking, the newspapers, the media in this country are liberal Democrats themselves, and they want their ideological kindred to get elected.
But the candidate for governor got good press out of the same paper that was ignoring the congressional candidate, the Senate candidate, the lieutenant governor candidate, and the insurance commissioner candidate.
Yeah. It is a, you know, you mentioned term limits earlier. If it were not for presidential term limits, I think that there would have only been four presidents, maybe five, since FDR. That's not a good thing. There are some people that are saying, look, the Supreme Court has to either the justices, by constitutional amendment, have to be subject to either recall or they have to stand for election. And with some of the decisions that have come out of the U.S. Supreme Court, I can understand where people are coming from with that. Can't you?
Well, yeah, I can. But it's, you know, to take it back to your earlier topic, you know, there was a trial in Florida that lasted a couple of weeks. The jury made its decision.
That's right.
The people who don't like the decision are trying to circumvent the courts to get the decision they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong, too.
Oh, of course it is.
So
yeah.
if a judge is making decisions based on their ability to get reelected, Pennsylvania elects their judges.
That's right.
Most of them run as Democrats and Republicans because they're put up by the Bar Association and they're well respected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you put money and elections into judgeships,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd rather have a crooked state senator
than a crooked judge.
In
Maryland, there are some judges that
but once you put money or campaign contributions into a judge race, you know, again, I'd rather have a state senator who is crooked and taking bribes than I would a judge.
Why is that?
I think I have a lot more respect for our legal system than our political system right now. You know, I've been working for 30-plus years in running campaigns, working with candidates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did work for the government for a few years. I worked at Legislative Hall.
Yeah.
I worked at the insurance department for about a year. You know, it's just different. That the legislative process, and of course it's a part-time legislature. Thank God for that.
It should be part-time.
They only cause trouble for us half of the year.
Yeah.
But you know, you look at elected judges and you start to wonder if they're making their decisions based on public policy, polling. You know, the whole Bill Clinton presidency was done by which way's the wind blowing. And
that's right.
What was this morning's polling report for me to make my decision?
Well, that was his MO in life.
We need leaders. We need people who will stand up, who are willing to lose their job by doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I haven't come across one of those in a long time.
No.
You know, I've had candidates that would have made great leaders, but because of the environment and things like that. But you know, I would love to see legislators, senators, you know, other people working within the state to stand up and do what's right, and you know, reap the benefits of that one way or the other, because I think the general public would appreciate. I might not agree with you 100% of the time, or my senator, my representative.
It's amazing how people will respond to backbone.
Oh yeah.
People will respond to spine and guts when they see it.
Right. Whether if I disagree with you, I'll at least respect you for standing
up.
And taking the stance you take, if it's popular or unpopular, defending it, and then moving on. Again, agree to disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly
about
right.
Government. Yeah. You know, running for office is different than being in government.
That's correct.
You know, once you're in government, you have to make hard decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That you have more knowledge than I do as the constituent.
Mm-hmm.
So you're making a decision based on more information. I'm making my decision based on my gut on whether I like you or I don't like you or I think you're honest or you're
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all of these groups around the nation, the Tea Party groups, the Patriot groups, the Founders Values groups, the Faith and Freedom groups, you know, all of these groups that just need to get involved, learn the system, and talk to their legislators. When a legislator of mine does something wrong, I pick up the phone and call them. And I tell them what I didn't like or what I like.
This is something we can do in Delaware. Yeah.
We don't do that anywhere else.
Almost nowhere else in the country.
You vote wrong,
I go out and
picket your office before I pick up the phone and call you or contact your constituent person or whatever. We need to have the conversation with these people.
Yeah, there may be a reason for that, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Speaking of candidates who will actually do something, and I'm not saying that Kevin Wade is a candidate. He was a candidate this time last year, but we all need some common sense. This is Common Sense with Kevin Wade coming at you. More of Radio Free America on the other side. Stay right where you are.
Conservatives acknowledge that our American traditions, culture, laws, and language, in fact, our American way of doing things, have served the interests of our country very well since 1776. Our Constitution does not establish economic rights, only political and civil rights. Despite recent interpretations, the Constitution does not guarantee jobs, housing, food, or medicine to anybody, nor should it. Americans have always been perfectly capable of earning for themselves the things they want and need. The promise of America is opportunity, not guarantees. Some thoughts in the American way after this.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811, pcsforautomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
President John F. Kennedy remains one of the most beloved Americans in our history. But despite the accomplishments of his presidency, he is best remembered for his inaugural address, in which he said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." That was right in 1961. And it still is today. That's just common sense. I'm Kevin Wade.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. I think Kevin may come up here at some point in the coming month or so to be with me live on the air. Kevin is a great guy. He's a particular friend of mine. Anyway, we've got about 13 and a half minutes now until the end of this edition of Radio Free America. You know, we've been talking, and I always do, talk about the leftist media. And let's be honest, that is exactly what they are. They are agenda-driven liberal Democrats. And they, you know, there's a difference between a political operative working as a journalist and an actual journalist. And I haven't seen very many actual journalists in this country in the last 58 years, but those people would love it if conservatives like us were left with the impression that we're just a couple of little lonely voices out there in the wilderness. But do not be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls. Even the ones that are done by liberals, like the Brookings Institution, Time Magazine, AOL, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you respect traditional American values, there is a place for you to call home on the internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm, as we call it. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars. Jeez, and find out what is going on in the conservative community. There's always something happening. So join up, find out what's going on, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. I do hope to see you there soon. And thankfully, TradAm is a liberal-free website. Isn't that wonderful? Can you imagine a liberal-free world?
Who would we pick on?
We don't pick on anybody. All we, as conservatives, all we do is defend ourselves from being picked on.
Well,
that's all it is. We're constantly being beset by leftists who want, "You're a bunch of baby-killing, slaughtering fascists." That's all we get. Never killed any babies, have you?
No.
And we're against abortion, which is the killing of babies.
No, I am not against abortion, Duke, and you know what's coming after this one. I'm for keeping babies alive.
Well,
I'm going to take the positive side of the fight, okay? I'm not against gay marriage. I'm for traditional marriage. That's one of the problems that we have as a party is we're seen as the angry white guy in the world. Instead of being for things, we've spent the last 20 years being against things instead of for things. And that's part of the reason why the conservative movement is fighting back now and trying to be positive about what we're trying to do.
Well, I understand exactly what you mean. You and Jeff are right. And
in more ways than one.
Exactly. You know, it's kind of like my birthday was last week. I'm a Cancer in more ways than one, but I digress.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, we're going to finish this discussion in a moment. We're going to take a quick break. More of your calls are coming up, so don't go away.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org.
Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. Good evening to you, or good afternoon, or whenever, if you're listening by podcast, and I hope that you are. We've got about just under 7 minutes left for this edition of Radio Free America. It is the Wednesday, July 17th edition. I think it's the 17th. Joining me in the studio is Steve Grossman, and I'm coming to you tonight from the studios of Delaware Right, the new and Steve, good job, pal. You know, it's a lot of fun to do the show from up here because I know it sounds great. And this is like real broadcasting because it's a studio and everything. Maybe every other Wednesday is when we're doing it. But we have been talking about some of the various issues that are plaguing Republicans right now. And the fact of the matter is, and I got to be honest with you, I don't fully understand how this happened. But the left seems to own the narrative. And the left seems to be able to define the terms. I often say, I will not subdivide the American people in terms of race or sex or religion or creed or anything else. However, the division is there primarily because the Democrats want it to be there, because it's one of the ways that they gain and hold on to power.
Exactly. Exactly.
How did we allow them to do that?
Well, we did it because for a period of time we were the controlling party.
Yeah.
And we just we acted the way they did.
Civil War until just before World War One, pretty much.
Back within our generation, you have the contract with America with Newt Gingrich.
That didn't last very long.
Well,
the Democrats held it for 40 years before that.
Well, and that's great, because what happened is we went in there and through Newt's leadership, he got a group of people, candidates and current office holders, and they all agreed on something, that this is how we're going to govern America. They won. I mean, it was an exciting time. We won locally.
I remember it very well.
And then what did we do as Republicans? We did exactly what the Democrats did.
We stopped acting
like
Republicans and started acting like congressmen and senators.
Exactly. So we started padding our own pockets, and Newt got in trouble, and then this one got in trouble, and that one got in trouble.
Right.
You know, they became a bunch of hypocrites, to use a phrase.
Sure.
You know, so to be able to erase that is not going to happen overnight.
No.
But as far as controlling the message, you're right. In Delaware, we just passed the gay marriage, and they called it marriage equality.
Yeah.
Okay, so they changed the words from civil unions, gay marriage, to marriage equality.
Yeah.
So when the Republicans stood up and said, I'm against this legislation, they looked at you and said, you're against equality? What position does that put you in as a representative senator?
If I had been in Dover,
you would have stood up and said, yes, I don't think people should be equal.
What I would have said is, it's not a question of me not thinking people should be equal. It is a question of the fact that I know that no two human beings are equal.
We are as unique, just like every snowflake.
That's exactly correct.
Right.
That's exactly right. So what, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is that in most human beings, the emotional faculties of the brain are more highly developed than and are dominant over the logical and reasoning faculties. And it's a lot easier to get people on your side using emotional appeals than it is to say, okay, let's follow me through the logical gates and the logic sequence of this, and let's see if we arrive at... it's a lot easier to do things. Go get that rich SOB and take every dime he's got. And that's what a lot of people will do.
Yeah.
And the education system encourages it.
Oh, don't get me started on education.
Well, I don't know. Well, we've got about 2 minutes. So
on education?
Yeah, let's get started. I mean, that's about all the education these kids today are getting anyway. It's about 2 minutes.
And it's, remember the little old lady teacher that you and I had in grade school? Who actually gave a damn whether we got educated or not?
You better believe it.
She doesn't exist anymore.
No, she does not.
And it's not a
hit against...
She wasn't
in a union either.
Well, but let me finish, okay? I don't have a problem with the teachers. My problem is the teachers aren't allowed to teach anymore. The principals aren't allowed to be principals anymore. Back in the day,
the
principal was the business manager of that building.
Pretty much.
They got to run the building.
Yeah.
They got a budget and they ran the building.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So
what do they do now?
We don't spend any time
educating. They fill out forms?
They fill out forms.
Yeah.
They cover their butts. They cover their teachers' butts. They don't fill out all the incident reports because... I had one teacher tell me in the last 2 years that, we can't write the incident reports up because the high number of minorities that get in trouble versus, the other kids.
Oh, it's disproportional. That wouldn't look very good.
And my response was, you got your statistics all wrong. 100% of the bad kids are bad.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't
matter
if they're Chinese or whatever.
That's exactly right,
They're bad kids. And you have to do something with the bad kids, so the kids that want to learn get a chance to learn. So we'll just end my education on that, because
we've got some very serious things that are going very, very wrong in this country, in this state, everywhere, and people need to, it is a very, very serious series of problems, and
people
it's
need
an
to
uphill
get involved.
Battle.
People need to get involved.
Yeah, they need to get involved, and every once in a while, well, fairly often, the name Norman Rockwell is now a pejorative when people look at the so-called Norman Rockwell vision of America, now they look down their nose at it. They snicker at it. They think it is something that needs to be condemned. Anyway, thank you for joining me, Steve. Duke Brooks here. I hope to speak with you next Wednesday night. Have a good one.